102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 6:32. Brett and Ted are going to the Islanders' final regular season game Sunday night, Islanders Flyers.
We still have another pair of tickets to join you guys in the box.
We got one extra pair late yesterday.
We're giving away the tickets all week, and you guys who win are going to be in the box with these guys, the BAB VIP suite. Great view of the game, and those seats are real good.
Brett wants to get there early to watch warm-ups because that's a way he likes to go to enjoy the game. Mm-hmm. Ted's like, I'm going to walk in like 5 minutes before puck drop. And, you know, honestly, I've never been the guy to get in there. Like, I've never seen batting practice.
Me neither. I mean, not unless I'm forced.
I've never seen batting practice.
I've seen it only because I had a friend growing up, my friend Rob, who insisted on getting there, like leaving at like 10 a.m. to get there, like when the doors open.
Right.
Yeah. And you sit around doing nothing for like 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Do they even, are the concessions even open at that point? So you can start drinking. Yeah. See, anytime
two
I ever go to,
doors.
I go to especially baseball games, it's usually with my friends. And if we're going, we're tailgating.
Right.
And then you just wait until, like, you know, 15 minutes before it starts. You start walking over. You're in your seats by first pitch and, you know, a national anthem, and it's all good.
Right.
So I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like to do what he does.
No, I know. I know. And I don't begrudge them that. It's just not what I'm into.
Like, I went to the Islander game last week, especially now. Not so much in hockey, baseball especially. I love going early.
Mm-hmm.
In hockey, it's cool to go down, but, you know, I've been there enough down at the bottom. You know what's cool about it in general is that you don't necessarily have those seats all the time. So when you go to batting practice or you go to a pregame in hockey, you're down sitting, you're in an area where you're not normally.
See, and I wouldn't even do that.
In a relaxed way.
And at a hockey game, though, when you're behind the glass, to me, those aren't even my favorite seats.
Yeah, no,
I'd rather be up a little bit.
I'm with you on that one.
Right.
You know?
I'm with you on that, too. I'm just talking more about you're being that close, and you don't have to necessarily focus on anything other than if you want to focus on this player, you can do it. You don't have to worry about the game action at
and
that
you're
moment.
Watching guys just shoot like 5,000 hockey pucks into an empty net. I mean, listening to a bad Cascada dance song on the PA system.
I don't know.
For anybody, Cascada is a dance pop artist.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
And what
you want to play a sample?
No. Yeah, cue it up. And what was cool the other day is that when we went to the Penguins game, I took my 5-year-old son, loves hockey, right up against the glass.
Different with your kids.
Sidney Crosby comes right up too, and then Hornquist, one of the other players on the team. My son is banging right there. My son is banging on the glass. Hornquist turns around, bangs right back at him.
Yeah.
And I was filming at that moment, and I got it there.
It's different when you're
you got stiff like this playing on the PA.
That's true. They have the worst warm-up music in the NHL. I don't know, but the players, I think, like it for some
but
reason.
But you know what it is, dude? It's when you're going with your kid, I get it. That I understand. But, I mean,
You've never been close to the Yankees? Like, if you've never gone for batting practice, it is awesome to be that close.
Never.
You hear them talking and hanging out. They're relaxing.
I don't care.
They're talking to the fans. Like, you see them up close. It's a different game, by the way, to see a guy hit a ball
from
30, 40 feet.
You got to realize when it comes, especially with baseball, like, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm not a big baseball fan.
Right.
So I don't need to know all the intricacies. I don't care about any of that stuff.
Now, that's why I thought you'd be close, honestly, because you're a Yankee fan.
But
it's just to see the Yankees.
But I'll sit in good seats. You know, I won't go and sit in the cheap seats. Yeah. So, like, even if I went in early, I'm not going to go all the way down. I'm going to go to where my seat is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go. Like, my thought process wouldn't be, let me get as close to these guys as possible and then go back up to my reject seat, you know, in the 300 levels.
Yeah, like, when I go with my dad,
can you shut this off?
This is what you hear during the warm-ups.
I don't want to hear them. I'm not going to the warm-ups. We got your point.
I think it's cool. I don't know, when you go to a baseball stadium, especially if I only go once a year, to walk the stadium, go with my dad, we'll walk, like when he wants to go to Fenway, we'll walk the whole thing, and you're standing there, the pitchers are warming up on the other side of a wall from you. Like, you're never, ever that close in your life. And they're just hanging out relaxed.
Yeah, but
it's very cool.
I don't get awestruck or starstruck by any of that stuff either.
Yeah, it's not starstruck. It's almost being standing on the field for the game. It's that close. It feels like that. That's the thing you never get through a television or sitting two sections up. Never. Or in the fourth row.
Yeah.
You got to be that close. It's really cool.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe you'd feel it if you were standing next to the U.S. Men's World Cup soccer team and you were standing on the sideline. That's different from being 40 rows up watching them play. Like, that's cool. You've got a feel of that. That's an awesome thing.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah.
It doesn't do it for it. Really, does. I'm not trying to be a
nothing.
Hump.
Yeah, yeah.
It just doesn't.
Yeah,
I'd rather be in the parking lot. I really would. I'd rather be partying.
6:37.
You know?
It's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
Your BAB Cassone Trailers, Long Island traffic right now.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 6:46.
Prepare yourself, Brett. Arguing with him is like talking to a brick wall.
I know, I try not to.
It's not going to get through to him.
For you guys just tuning in, Brett and Ted are hosting the Islanders VIP suite on Sunday night for the final Islanders game. And, of course, we've been giving away tickets all week. BAB listeners are going to be in the box. And Brett wants to go early. Ted wants to go last minute.
Well, Brett wants to go because he's got to, you know, he wants to make sure he's there to greet the listeners and make sure everything is taken care of. And that dude over there doesn't care about anybody else.
Here's the question. What time do you think the listeners are going to get there?
Doors don't open.
Hold on. Don't look at me. No, look at that guy. I'm not going.
Doors don't open until 6. I know when we were discussing yesterday and getting to the game, it doesn't sound like you want to get there till maybe like first intermission.
No, so. I want to get there. Like, I want to walk in. I always time it where I can walk in right before they do the national anthem and they drop the puck. That's the way I used to do it when they were at the Coliseum. Obviously, things are different now. You got to rely on train schedule on the train and everything schedule, else, you know.
And we're also working it, like JP put. So we probably should be there before puck drops.
Well, of course, before puck drops. But, I mean, yeah, I'm doing this, you know, as a favor to Captain Buzzkill. He, like, begged me.
He begged me to go.
Would you be able to do this? I mean, this would be like a big deal.
I know, it's real tough to go to an Islander game.
Well, I mean, to give up a Sunday night, you know, not getting paid to
I'm giving it up too, and I'm not getting paid.
Right, so that's why I said, let's go together.
But I'm going to get there on time, and I'm going to make sure that the listeners are taken care of.
But I'm saying, like, all the trains, I think, how many trains run on a Sunday
night? You know, that was the other funny thing, where we're talking about, yeah, we'll take the train. We got Tony, one of the guys who works with us. He's going to come, too. And I'm like, yeah, we'll all take the train together. Well, you know, I got to see. I might drive. I might not. Well, we got to check the train schedule. I don't know. I'm like, let's just take the train together. What's the big deal?
Well, we're on different lines. That was my thing. I mean, I don't want to inconvenience you.
You're not going to...
That's what it is.
Yeah,
right.
Now he's concerned with other people.
Now that's the truth. We're not on the same line.
You and Tony are on the same line, so I would go to whatever line you are at whatever station.
All right. So what time do you want to get there? 6:30?
Somewhere between 6 and 6:30.
When the doors open, so that when the listeners are there,
not at 7:45.
Like I was picturing walking in like around 5 to 7, whatever that train is, and that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, but what about the listeners who were there before you? That's no good.
Well, they won't be upset if I'm not there. They'll be drinking. They'll be having a good time.
Everyone's there to see you.
Right. Instead of the game.
Instead of the game. And you're going to show up whenever you want to show up.
I'll show up. I'll be there before the puck drops.
Let me say how you imitate Buzzkill. Well, no, if you just do your job.
Well, no, I mean, you know.
Listen, there's nothing.
I don't even know if I'm going.
Having had this exact same fight yesterday. There is nothing you can say to him that's going to make him feel any sense of duty about being there to greet the listeners.
But what's the duty? The duty is there to go to the game with the listeners. That's even what the promos say.
And to be there and to greet the listeners when they get there. It's, you know, the listeners should not get to the skybox before you.
It would be different if I had the key to the skybox and had to unlock the key. You know,
it's always another level.
There always is.
Have a great time.
Let's go, Islanders.
Yeah. Have a great time.
Let's watch those pucks get shot into the empty net. Yeah, and the goalie stretching. That's exciting.
This one's a little different. We're not talking about warm ups. We're talking more about you're working and you got to be there before.
It's not about you and your experience.
I know, but he just said that it is.
It's about the listeners' experience.
But he just said it's about me.
Yes, being there for the listeners.
You don't think that if I'm there and you're not, they're going to go, hey, what's going on, Brett? Hey, where's Ted?
Yep.
I think it's probably funnier. It's my MO that I show up at the last minute.
And
that's true. You know what? The listeners would be accepting of that.
All right, 6:50. Here's Ted with the traffic.
Your BAB Cassone Trailers, Long Island traffic heading into the Hamptons.
Or Kohl's.com for details.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 6:52. Brett and Ted hosting the Islanders VIP suite at the Islander Flyer game, final game of the season, Sunday night.
Maybe.
Final pair of tickets. Yeah, well, maybe
Brett,
together.
Brett will be hosting the suite. Ted will be there. Brett will actually be hosting.
Ted will come in as one of the listeners who shows up late. That's the part he'll be playing. Because Ted feels he should come in last minute. Brett feels he should be there with him early to greet all the listeners. Good morning. This inspires reaction. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? Hey, Ted. You're it. Jeez.
But why?
That's really all I gotta say. I mean, what's up? You don't want to go? Then don't go. You know what I mean? It's an island game. It should be fun, man.
So what time do you suggest they get there? Like 9 a.m.?
No, get there at 6. Greet the listeners. Be happy for a little while. Oh, it's a Sunday night. Can't take a train. Give me a break.
If I get there at 6 o'clock, I guarantee you none of the listeners will be there, or a few of the guys will be there. Not everybody will be there.
You want the VAB, man. Be happy. Look, it's the Islanders. They're in the playoffs.
I am happy. That's the other thing. It's a meaningless game now also.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, my God. You are buzzkill.
Thanks for the... Take care. You are buzzkill.
Later.
Thanks. Yeah, you want to be there before the listeners, and there are none there, so that when they get there, you're there to say, hey, what's going on? Welcome to this VIP suite.
You're the first shining face they see.
That's right. And you make sure everything's all set. Make sure, you know, the beer's supposed to be there, they're supposed to be there, and all that stuff. 102.3 WD with you, Roger. On 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 6:58. Brett and Ted hosting the VIP Sweet Island game Sunday night. Ted would like to get there last minute. Brett, of course, wants to be there before the listeners, prepared, ready to go, have everything laid out.
It's called responsibility, Roger.
Oh, is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
As we lay out everything in the suite, we do all that stuff. We got to, you know, get the beers ready.
How do you know? Everything.
Because that's not our job. They do that.
Even if you don't do that, you just want to be there before the listeners, so the listeners don't show up and nobody's there.
What is, sit there, that'd be the worst feeling thumbs, you know.
What is your job?
To go to the game with the listeners.
Here we go.
Right?
Good morning. This guy apparently wants to call up Buzzco. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, you guys have got to come up with some sort of theme for him before he speaks. Like Darth Vader's got his music before he walks into a scene. You got to come up with something for Buzzkill.
Oh, for Buzzkill?
Oh, for Buzzkill, even.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there is a little Buzzkill song.
Buzzkill, little Buzzkill.
Yeah, not country. You got to get something a little more depressing.
Thank you.
Maybe something by the Smiths.
Yeah.
Well, what's that guy's name? Morrissey?
Something like that.
Maybe well, Depeche Mode.
I mean, find something good.
Buzzkill, that's an added bonus. He'll be in the VIP suite with Brett and Ted.
Oh, he's going?
Well, I haven't decided yet. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's
there's
where
just
it's at.
So much going on.
It's 102.3 WBAB.
Buzzkill, you going to bring your chinchilla to the game?
Well, no. I mean, I have two bunnies. They're going to be taken care of by my neighbor while I go, if I go.
The rabbi?
The rabbi will be there. He's going to be blessing all the food.
Oh, the rabbi's going to the game?
Yeah, he's
going to
make sure everything's kosher. Passover's coming, you know.
102.3 WBAB, Buzzkill, our promotion director. Long Island's number one.
What time is halftime at the hockey game? I mean, I want to know.
Roger, JP. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 704. Well, the Brett Ted situation for Sunday night's Islanders.
I don't even think you can call it a situation. It is what it is. Brett's going to be there early. Ted's going to show up at 5 to 6. If you're 5 to 7, if you're lucky.
Yeah, they're hosting the VIP suite. I mean, just Ted isn't. It just doesn't seem to see it. That it'll be good to be there to, you know, before you guys, the listeners, get there. It's always good for us to be there first and something that we're hosting.
Nor does he think we should go together.
No, apparently not.
I mean, the reason that I said that was because I knew that you wanted to go and watch the practice and the warm-ups and everything else. So that was why I said, you know, I don't want to hold you up.
That's very courteous.
You know.
By getting there at 6?
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, if I said, oh, I'm going to go there and take the train and gets me in, like, around 6:45 and then walk in, you know, and you wanted to be there early, I wouldn't do that to you.
You're and very nice. You up.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Thanks.
He's not. You see what I'm saying? You get it?
He's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's the truth. I mean, that's why. I'm not forcing you to, you know, go on my schedule.
Gotcha.
Right. You wouldn't want to force him to go last minute and spend less time there. You want to force him to do that. Brett and Ted hosting, and then we hear now that Buzzkill will be there, and he thinks. And, of course, a guy from the station with all you guys, the listeners who've won, and we have another pair of tickets coming up this morning. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Guys, I think it would just be so much better if Ted stayed home. Everybody would have a much better time. We don't really need him.
Buzzkill, yep. You're going to be there.
Oh, yeah, why not, guys? I need to keep Ted away from the people because that'll really ruin it.
You know what kills me is that when it was just going to be Ted and Brett, Buzzkill would have set that thing up and that box would have had the bare minimum.
Right.
It would have had like maybe a 12-pack of beer, maybe some chicken fingers, enough chicken fingers so everybody got one chicken finger. And that would have been it.
Yeah.
But now he'll show up and he'll be like, of course, yeah, if you want more, I'll get more. But it's not my money. And pull out the credit card. He wants to play the hero.
Let's get steak tartare for everybody.
Yeah.
I'll play the hero, but I'm not buying a hero, guys.
I'm not drinking Budweiser or Bud Light. That's not going to happen.
You got a VIP suite. What more do you want?
Let's get some IPAs.
Yeah,
I
need to look like the hero. But if you bought an extra six-pack and came back with the receipt, I didn't give you permission to buy any more beer.
It's like $50 for the call, a six-pack.
Thanks, dude.
Okay, guys. Enjoy it.
But no, I mean, I can't give you that card to you. Use. I mean, I'll use it, but I can't give it to you.
You better hope he's there. You guys definitely get fed better, and you'll drink better. All right, good luck.
I've just got so much going on. I have to see.
Okay. In the end, anybody who wins the seats, you know, Brett will be there when you get there, and Ted will be coming later, apparently.
Maybe.
All right, you're going to work
Thanks,
on
Daddy.
It.
All right.
I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't go.
Me neither.
It'll be a kick in the head. I'm feeling nauseous. I had Chinese food last night. I don't think I can make it.
Yeah, because you guys never feel sick.
You
right?
know, the last seven times I've had Chinese food.
He throws his arm.
Is that what he said to you guys? Like the last six times I've had Chinese food?
I don't feel right.
Right.
Too much MSG.
At what point do you say, you know what, maybe I should stop eating Chinese food?
Well, I mean, you do things over and over again that make you feel sick.
Dude, if Chinese food made me sick five times in a row, I can promise you I'm not going for number six.
I just don't feel right. It doesn't, you know. I just feel off.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll remember that the next time you guys aren't feeling well.
I didn't even know if they came in and told me, dude, stop getting all pissy with me. Do it this time.
Get pissy with all of you.
708, here's that.
Everybody else is wrong.
Your BAB Cassode Trailers, Long Island traffic heading out this morning. Overall, we're not doing too badly here as we start out on the roads. Eastbound, you are dealing with sun glare, and eastbound into the Hamptons, you are heavy on 27 east of exit 65. On the LIE west of Nichols Road.